Welcome back, Mike Ost, Jeff Nowak, and Deuce McAllister here from Irvine, California. Saints wrapping up practice today, 15 after arriving here in Irvine on July 24th. A lot of the kind of the old school members, Drew Brees, Roman Harper, Scott Chandley, Lance Moore here. Scott Chandley, originally drafted by the LA Rams, played with Dallas, and then signed by the Saints in 2006, and he arrived from Oxnard, California, not far from here, where he was practicing with the Cowboys, and then went to Jackson, Mississippi, where we'll talk to Deuce about that in a minute. But I spoke with Scott Chandley this afternoon. Let's hear from Scott and why he's around and why he's here to look at the Saints.
I guess just essentially give me a, did you, this always the plan to come out here this week and just kind of visit with the team? Tell me about kind of why you're here in California.
Yeah, just for your view, we're doing our pregame special, our last week of preseason here, and we're kind of anticipating the 49ers, you know, inter-squad scrimmage that didn't work out, but it's still the last week of camp. So we're just trying to tie up things, look at some of the competitions going on depth chart-wise, scheme-wise, and just kind of evaluating where the team is this week.
Is it hard not to, as a former player and a linebacker, to focus on your position when you're out here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. No matter where I walk around the field, my eyes always find those 50 numbers, and I'm always seeing what those linebackers are doing, whether it's one-on-ones against the running backs and blitz drills and things like that. So, yeah, my eyes always go to linebackers just because that's kind of home. I know what I'm watching, and I actually know what I can help give feedback to. And then you go from there, you go to the defense, and then go over to the offense where I know less about. But I thought the team looked good today. And just getting out here and seeing it, it's different than seeing it on video, whether you're watching on TV or, you know, obviously listening to people talk about it. Just seeing the energy level the guys have and how they interact with one another.
And only because it drives me nuts, not all linebackers have 50s anymore.
Yeah, I know.
They wear six.
It
and
does drive me nuts.
Willie Gay, even from the game and practices the first week, he's just there. He's just, yeah. You see his speed, you see his athleticism.
Yeah, he's versatile. There's no doubt about it. When they signed him in the offseason, I think the number one word they used to describe him was versatility, and then speed. He's got a lot of athleticism, and when you can be that type of athlete, this game really is not a base defense anymore where you're facing a fullback and you're running the ball right at people anymore. You need to have athletic linebackers who can play in space. So between him, DeMario, and Pete, getting those three guys on the field at one time, they can cover any running back or tight end in the league. So it's good to have those type of athletes.
You and I talked earlier, so I know where you're going with this, but when you got signed in 06, you were coming from Oxnard and the Cowboys, who were training camp in California, and you went to Jackson, Mississippi. Just tell me what that picture was like when you got there, because it's a different atmosphere when you're in California.
It really is. I saw some of the Saints staff who had been here, you know, the entire camp since July, and I got here kind of bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and everybody had that look on their face like a thousand-yard stare, like, what are you so happy about? We're ready to go home. But the weather out here is number one. That's the number one thing everybody talks about. Players talk about it, coaches, staff, everybody. It is hard to beat this weather, which means you can get a lot of good work in. And, you know, I remember when we were at the Cowboys, like you said, we went to Oxnard, and the training camps seemed like they were very productive from a physical standpoint because guys weren't getting wear down. Now, there's something to be said about practicing at home in the humidity, in that grind, because you find out a little bit about your mental makeup at a team, mental toughness in those type of elements.
For fans watching and listening, tell us about what you're kind of doing. What keeps you busy, day to day?
Yeah, being a dad keeps me busy.
That's a full-time job, baby. Pay's not great, but yeah.
Boys who play football, helping coach football. The kids are getting too old too fast, but my oldest is going to Oklahoma. He's in Norman, Oklahoma, and my other one's playing running back in high school. So I'm a nervous coaching dad. I'm watching him get hit all the time. I'd much rather him be a defensive player. So, but helping coach football and giving back to the game, you know, this game has given me so much. It allowed me to have a college education, play 10 years, make a living. And I feel like I owe a lot to the game and try to give back to the game any way I can, no matter what age the kids are.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
There's former Saints linebacker Scott Chandley, and I was not there, thankfully, but I've heard more former players speak of the 06 camp in Jackson as being the most difficult to endure, right? What? You're the only guy in the room that can answer that question.
I thought I was going to meet the devil every day. I mean, and that's
and it was two-a-days.
Oh, true two-a-days.
Right, real.
And sometimes three-a-days where you would go in there and you would put on a cap and walk in the gym. Like, what are we doing? And now they have to do some of that now. But, I mean, like, literally, it was so hot. And it seemed like there was no rain in sight. And you remember it was like 7 out of 10 days D.A. had them in pads.
Yeah.
Every day you were in pads. Every day. morning session may be shoulder pads, but you had pads on. I mean, and so the second practice was the padded practice as well, and you just changed fields. You went from the lower field to the upper field, you know, and it was just so hot. No rain in sight. If it did rain, it would be after we were done.
So that's it. Just what struck me we have the interview with Lance Moore coming up later in the show, but I just talked to him afterwards, and we were talking about Jackson. He goes, that's 2006, right? It was 18 years. So, and he goes, dude, it rained every other day, but it never canceled or impacted practice. And I go, now that's a memory. That's how you know you remember the Jackson game, when you know it rained a lot, but
you
did
didn't
not
even get to enjoy it.
You never got to enjoy it, right. You know, and if it was like, oh, it'll be done by the time, you know, you're out there. And I mean, even though you've got two practices, no rain canceled practice completely. I mean, and it was amazing, that part of it, but it was just so hot. And I was in camp. I've been in camp in New Orleans. I've been in camp at Thibodeau, and none of them matched the heat of Jackson.
It was tough times, but he's going through a lot with, like you are, with your boys, and he's coaching and traveling, and I think that 06 team and that whole culture, Drew and Roman and all those guys, I mean, they're just character people, right?
A good group of guys, none that, you know, really at that time had their eyes set on, oh, I'm an all-pro or I'm a Hall of Fame player. At that point, you know, Drew was trying to prove that he belonged. The only one, Reggie comes in and he's trying to prove that, you know, he's worthy of the praise and, you know, the pick. Myself, I was coming off of ACL injury and I was trying to prove that I could get to the playoffs. My previous 5 years in the NFL, I had not gotten to the playoffs. You know, you look at Scott Fujita, it's like he can't even start with the team that he's with. You know, why are we bringing him? Hollis Thomas. Hollis was a throw-in pick almost with Philadelphia Eagles. You know, he was a player that they didn't even want. He comes in and he plays huge for us. So there are a number of players like that. It's just like you put the collection together. Marcus Colston. Marcus went to Hofstra. Right. You know,
he was a tight end.
Thank you. And you mean to tell me
Hofstra is?
Yeah, he went to Hofstra, and he's a tight end, and he's going to be our receiver, our starting receiver. Think about that.
Yeah, no, and Lance Moore, undrafted free agent out of Toledo in 2005.
Well, Lance had been there. Lance
was
with us.
Right.
Yeah, Lance was with us in 2005.
Right.
But I mean, it wasn't like Lance had 1,000 yards.
No, heck no.
I mean, but he worked and he carved out a spot.